This is WGNS Action Line. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers
since 1947.
This is WGNS Action Line. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
This morning, we have guests from the St. Clair Street Senior Center, Laura Grissom, with us. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Scott. I'm good. How are you doing?
I am good. So what all is happening this week?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you would think it would be a really quiet week because of the holidays, but because we are starting a new year and a new month soon, we will be signing up for all of our new things happening in January and February. And so that means that tomorrow, people will sign up for all the free classes that we offer. And then on Friday, they'll sign up for paid classes, and Saturday, sign up for trips. And we also have, Wednesday is New Year's Eve, so we have our big noon Year's Eve party on Wednesday. So that's one of our big events of the year. So it's not going to be a quiet week at St. Clair.
So to sign up for events and things like that, what do people need to do?
So first of all, you do have to be a registered participant at St. Clair to sign up for any of our programs. So if you are not, then you will need to come down and fill out just a little bit of paperwork. We get some basic information about you, and then we give you a little scan card. And every time you come in, you scan that card and you choose what it is that you're doing for the day. The requirements to become a participant, there's just two. You have to be either 60 years old or older, or married to someone who is. And you have to be able to care for yourself. So no dropping grandma off and expecting us to watch her.
So on December 31st, New Year's Eve, you guys officially close at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
But you're having a New Year's Eve party.
Yes. We call it Noon Year's Eve because what we do is we count down to 12 noon instead of midnight.
I like that.
Yeah. We do it every year.
That's a lot easier than staying up till midnight.
Isn't it, though? Yeah. I mean, I used to love to stay up till midnight, but I just can't do it anymore.
You know, and I don't like going out in crowds on New Year's Eve anymore. For some reason, it doesn't feel safe anymore.
It doesn't. I think the world is just a very different place than it was when I was doing those things. So I'm thankful I got to do them, and I feel bad for the generation that it is a different world. But and you know, especially as we age, being out that late in the dark and in the weather's sometimes bad, we just feel like this is a really good way for our folks to be able to participate in kind of a New Year's Eve thing. But it's, like you said, it's safer and still really fun.
Now, one thing I've never done, but I'm sure you've got some folks who go there to St. Clair Street Senior Center who've done it. I've never been to Times Square on New Year's Eve. I'm curious what that atmosphere is like.
I can only imagine. Yeah, I've never even been to New York City. So, no, I don't know what that would be like. And honestly, again, at this point in my life, I have no desire to do anything like that.
I don't either.
But I'm sure we do have folks there who have. We have people who have done and been just about anything and anywhere you can imagine.
Well, I like the idea, though, of the countdown till noon. That does make it a lot easier. How many people usually come to that?
So I think we usually have about 100 or maybe a little bit over 100. And we are, the program is full right now because people had signed up for that earlier. But we do have a waiting list, and then a lot of people will come who did not get to sign up or who are on the waiting list, because people who sign up often don't show up for one reason or another. So we will allow that overflow crowd to come in once all the people who signed up are there.
And what kind of games and everything do y'all do on a countdown to New Year's Noon?
So we have a band that will be playing, so there'll be lots of dancing, which is, you know, they love to dance at St. Clair. We will have refreshments, food, snacks, like I said, music, and then just a lot of socialization. It's just a really good time for people to come together and, you know, talk about maybe the end of the year, what they've been through this year, and then hopes and prayers for the future year.
Now, I know we talked about this a lot in the past, but the cool thing about the St. Clair Street Senior Center for seniors living in Rutherford County, it gives them this new connection. It gives them new friends, and a lot of them need that, you know, because they may have lost loved ones over the years, a spouse, but this gives them kind of like an instant group to relate to.
It really does. And I know we have talked about this several times, but it is always worth repeating, because I have people come up to me constantly and tell me that St. Clair saved their life, that they either have lost a spouse or family members, or maybe they moved here from somewhere else. And sometimes things don't pan out the way you expect them to when you move to a new town. And it's just harder to make friends than it used to be again. Yeah. You know, the community is just a different thing. And so St. Clair does offer that place where you can come in and meet people who are kind of in the same area of life that you're in. Even though we have people who are 60 all the way up to people well into their 90s, we have a lot of folks who have been able to find very good friends there, who have been able to physically get into better shape, do some education. We offer mental health programs sometimes. Just, and again, the socialization is such a big deal. So that in itself is very important.
And like you were saying earlier, there's a lot of classes that are going to be going on in 2026. And some of those classes, it'll be good to sign up ahead of time for. And you can sign up for those, what, now through January what?
So tomorrow will be the first day you can sign up for the free program. So anything that there's no cost to, we have to divide it up because there are so many programs. We used to do it all together, and we would have just lines of people for quite some time signing up for things. So now we've broken it down to one day, which is, again, tomorrow for free programs, and then Friday will be paid classes, and Saturday is trips.
Okay.
So people will come on those days to sign up for the different things. So if it's a free program, you don't even have to come in. You can call. But I will warn you, we only have a few phone lines. And when you have several hundred people trying to call in to sign up for classes, sometimes it can take a long time to get through that phone line.
I bet. And what are some of the trips y'all are taking in 2026?
Well, I knew you were going to ask me that. So I brought the book with me this time, because trips is not something that I normally have much to do with. Lisa and Althea are our trip gals, and they plan amazing trips. So the smaller trips that they've got going on in January, they're going to be going to Lebanon to Pop's Coffee Shop. In January, they're also going to a barbecue place in McMinnville, to a tea room in February, and also in February to Voodoo Gumbo, which sounds exciting, in Nashville.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so those are some of the lunch outings that they've got planned. They also have a couple of different places they're going to go see. They're going to go see Mrs. Doubtfire. That is in June. So see, some of these things they have to plan that far out because of the tickets and planning and all those transportation, that kind of thing. So, and then also in June, Once Upon a Mattress in Franklin. And they've already started planning for the state fair in Nashville for June. So wow. They've got that getting ready too. And then they have several different things. The Elvis Story in Franklin, the Beach Boys tribute in Cannon County, an Irish festival, the Chocolate Walk in Winchester sounds
the
really
Chocolate
good.
Walk.
Yeah, that's in February. I would love to do that. So apparently there are local shops there that you stroll down the streets of that town and you get something everywhere you go. Doesn't that sound great?
That sounds really good. Yeah. Yeah. But I could see where a lot of people would really enjoy that, especially if maybe they haven't gotten out in a while, you know, to be a part of one of those trips, to go out and do those adventures. I mean, that would be fun.
I think so, too. I would love to do some of these trips. And people always ask me, do you go on the trips? And I say, no, I don't get to go on the trips. Maybe one day I will. But the ones I would want to go to are the bigger ones, more than likely. So they went to Italy recently, which was my dream. And they're also planning next year to go. They've got some cruises that they're planning on for Mount Rainier in Olympic Park.
Man.
Going to Kenya.
Kenya
in November. Yeah. So again, some of these are planned way out there. Going to Colorado, Ireland, taking the Virginia Scenic Railway in April. I'm going to Lancaster, Vermont. So again, St. Clair, these two ladies who plan our trips are amazing because they listen to people, find out what they want to do, where they want to go, and then they just start planning these things.
Yeah. Man, that sounds fun,
isn't
though.
Crazy?
Golly, yeah.
Crazy good.
Italy and gosh, man. I need to be older sooner. I hate to say that, but that sounds fun.
I know. And the great thing, and I tell people this all the time, the great thing about our trips is, yes, things are expensive. And I understand this is not something everyone can do to go to Italy or Kenya. But if you are able to financially, they take care of all the details.
Yeah.
You pay your money. You know, you get on the bus. They take you to the airport. They've bought the tickets and the everything. You don't have to worry about parking and all the things that you have to take care of if you're on your own.
And the good thing about it is you're with a group. It's a safer atmosphere. You're going to be with people you know or soon know.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's also a huge plus. You're traveling really in these groups.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Especially in foreign countries, you know, even
definitely.
Better. Yeah,
that's definitely.
And you've got everything laid out as far as the plans, the activities, where to go next, maybe go to different museums. I don't know what they do on each of these trips. But
they hit all the highlights, yeah.
That would be cool.
It would be very cool.
You know, we all know someone who is, let's say, above the age of 65 who likely lives alone. And you know, you see how, at least I can tell when I know folks like that, you can tell how they don't interact anymore. You know, they don't know what to do, who to turn to.
Mm-hmm.
But if they get involved with something like the St. Clair Street Senior Center, they do feel different. Their spirits do rise.
Oh, definitely. We have so many different activities. We will find something that you will want to participate in. A lot of times it's just a matter of coming, just getting yourself there, putting yourself out into a new situation, which gets harder. I feel like it was hard when we were really young, and then it gets hard again when we get older. But if you can get yourself to come and then find a place to plug in, you're going to make friends, you're going to find things that you enjoy doing, and then it will become something you look forward to.
And if anybody has any questions, you can text those in at 615-893-1450. Again, with us today, we have Laura Grissom from the St. Clair Senior Center here in Murfreesboro. Now, for listeners who may be new to the area, how do you find the St. Clair Senior Center?
Okay, St. Clair is kind of a little hidden gem. I think it's off the beaten path, even though I will say St. Clair Street, there seems to be a lot of traffic. If you come down Memorial and you get to, we're at the stoplight that is St. Clair. There's a Nissan dealership kind of past that, depending, I guess, on which way you're coming. First Bank is across the street from us. And then Goodwill, which a lot of people know Goodwill and...
kind of behind Goodwill, I guess.
Yeah, so you would turn down that street. And like I said, it is St. Clair Street. I used to be able to say Goodwill and CC's Pizza, but it's not CC's Pizza anymore. It's an Indian restaurant.
I know what you're talking. I've known it for years as CC's, but now so it's an Indian restaurant.
Yeah, and it used to be the Mac, but it's not the Mac anymore. I think it's Avalon. So kind of landmarks that changed. But yeah, you just turned down that road and we're right there on your right.
Okay. Years before it was Albertsons. I remember that too.
Yeah, that was a long time
ago. And then before that, do you remember what it was before that?
No, I don't know that I was here before.
It was like a department store, kind of like a Kmart, but not a Kmart, but something like that. I forgot what it was. Anyway.
Yeah.
I have a question here.
Okay.
Asking about the fitness and wellness classes. It says you held one in the past about reducing risk of falls and injuries. Do you still have those classes?
We do. We have so many fitness classes. And quite honestly, we don't have a fitness class that we say this is to reduce the risk of falls. But most of our fitness classes will help you reduce that risk. You're working on your core. You're strengthening the muscles that have something to do with your balance. And so that is definitely something that we offer. And actually, we do have, there's a class called Bend and Balance that meets regularly, and that is something that you may want to look into. But like I said, just about any fitness class that we have is going to help you with your balance. And we do have a class coming up. It's not a fitness class, but a class called Brain-Body Connections and Fall Prevention on February the 26th. So that might be something you want to look into as well.
This next question, they must know you. It starts out as Laura, as Health and Wellness Education Coordinator. Is that your official title?
That's my official title.
Okay, there we go. It says, why is staying physically active so important as we age?
Oh my goodness. Staying physically active is important for many, many reasons. For one, we just talked about that, helping you reduce the risk of a fall. I do believe falling is just about one of the most feared things that people have as they age, especially if you've already taken a fall. You tend to be very fearful of falling. We all know what can happen if you take a fall. Everyone's afraid they might break a hip. You know, once you break a bone or something like that, sometimes things spiral down. So we want to stop that cycle. We want you to come and build those muscles, strengthen your body to reduce the risk of a fall. Not only that, but many studies will show that socialization, mental health, all of these other aspects of our lives are also improved by coming to a regular class. In our fitness classes, people that participate in our classes, they don't just come, leave, don't have anything to do with each other. They form a bond with one another. And that is really important.
I'm curious, when you look over the years that you've been there, what types of differences have you seen in people when they first come there, and maybe they were kind of socially isolated beforehand, but then they got involved and now they fit in and have a million friends? But what types of differences have you seen in people's personality maybe just bloom after going there for a while?
Well, you see folks kind of come alive. Honestly, in the later years of our life, we do tend to have a lot of loss. I know I've seen this in my parents' lives, those around me, that you start losing your siblings, your friends. It's really easy to get depressed. It's easy to feel alone. It's easy to feel like, what do I have to live for? And so that's why it's so very important to get that connection with people. Again, you and I were talking earlier about how the world has changed, relationships, people's relationships with their children has changed, I have seen over the last several years.
Yeah.
We have a lot of seniors who don't have relationships with their grown children. So having somebody that you look forward to seeing, somebody who cares about you, somebody who will check on you, which is exactly what happens with our people at St. Clair, is they build these connections and they're checking on one another. When they have surgery, they check in on them. I have seen so many people go from very depressed and lonely to, like you said, the word you said was perfect, just blossoming, just blooming into a new person who feels like their life has purpose again, who feels like they're cared for and loved. And that is so, so important.
You know, the world around us has changed in many ways, but something that I have noticed is people who may have used to live here for, maybe they lived here for 20, 30 years, it's like people are not afraid of taking a leap and then getting a new job in another state like they used to be, or they don't feel connected like they once were, and so they'll jump at the chance to take on a job in another state, but yet their family, their parents still live here. Mm-hmm. But you see that a lot more lately than you used to.
Yeah, we have a lot of people who their family has moved away. Their grown kids, like I said, their grown kids move, or, and I hear a lot of people saying their grown kids are just too busy. You know, they have their own lives and they're either raising children or, you know, with the economy being bad, everything's just harder. It's just harder. And there's so many layers on this. We could talk about this for hours, I know. But it ends up leaving a lot of people alone.
I think social media plays a role in that too. You know, I feel like a lot of people think they are socially involved. They feel like they've got this big group of friends, but when you look a little closer at their life, you realize, well, they really don't. They're just interacting more on social media. They're not interacting in person like they used to.
Yeah. Yeah. I am not a fan of social media. I feel like it's done a lot of damage to our young people, honestly.
It teaches them how not to interact.
Yeah, it does. And you know, we do see a lot of our seniors on their phones a lot, going through Facebook or whatever. And, you know, that's fine in moderation, but it feels like some people have replaced real relationships with social media relationships.
You know, something I've seen today, even in my age group, those who are 50 and younger, I've seen where you've got adults who sit at home and play video games at age 40 to 50 years old.
Yes.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
When I was younger, when Nintendo and Atari came out, you know, I wasn't really into that. So maybe I'm the wrong person to look at it. Yeah. But at the same time, I just don't understand how things like video games can take such a large portion of somebody's life who's 40 plus years old, but it does.
I don't either. I know there is an addiction there. I know that they make these people who make these games and who do the social media, they know what they're doing. They put whatever is into it to make you need that hit, you know, to come back to it again and again. And I just feel like, again, it's so multi-layered that people have let go of the real things in life to do these types of things. Like you said, the video games and that kind of stuff. And I don't know. I don't get it either. But we want to, at St. Clair, offer many other opportunities so that that's not a cycle that our folks get stuck in.
Again, we're talking about the St. Clair Street Senior Center here in Murfreesboro. And with us today, Laura Grissom. Another question that kind of goes along the lines with all of this. It says, mental fitness often gets overlooked. What types of activities help to keep the mind sharp or sharper as we age?
Well, there's lots of those things, too. And again, I hate to keep coming back to the same thing, but it is true. Physical activity is also good for your mental status. But we do also have other things. We have a whole room that is dedicated to puzzles. Jigsaw puzzles. And that's really good for you to keep your mind occupied, to have to solve problems and puzzles. So we have that. We have art classes where you come in and you use your creativity. We have singing seniors. We have seniors acting up where you can express yourself in many different ways. We have a class coming up in sewing, a sewing class. If you've never learned to sew and that's always been something you wanted to do, we've got something like that coming up soon. Learning to play the piano is fantastic for your mind. And we've got that coming up. Piano lessons are coming to St. Clair. We have trivia games that we have. We do so many different things there that are good for the mind. And again, the bonus is it comes with socialization. So that is also good for mental health. Not to mention, we have several partners in the community that we work with, Insight Counseling and several other places that come in periodically and offer support groups or education programs about mental health.
And then again, I know you mentioned this in the beginning, but go over the age. Okay, what are you, when are you defined a senior, and what is the average age of a senior there at St. Clair?
So you have to be 60 or older at St. Clair, or again, you can be married to someone. So it doesn't matter how old you are, as long as you're married to somebody who's 60, which I don't think we have anybody younger than 50 something there. But and then as far as the average age at St. Clair, I would guess probably early 70s.
It's not like we're living in California, the land of movie stars, where you have 60 plus year olds married to 20 year olds.
Not too many, no.
The widest range I see a lot, it seems like a lot of partners are 5 years apart. Yeah. I don't know what it is about five years. But you see that a lot.
Yes, most definitely.
Which makes sense compared to, you know, the LA look of 20 plus.
20 years, that's a whole generation.
It is. A lot of differences there.
Yes, definitely.
Another question, let's see. What changes do you see, and I guess we kind of asked this one earlier, but what changes do you see in seniors who start coming on a regular basis and they start building friendships?
Well, I tell you what, I have seen everything from just the look on a face. You know, you can just read joy in someone's face who has found that connection, who did not have it before, all the way up to marriage. We have had people who have met at St. Clair and gotten married.
Oh,
I mean, it's not a lot, but we've had at least I'm thinking of three couples since I've been there that have married. So you never know. You just don't know. But I've seen lots and lots of changes. People who, again, find not only social connections, but who physically come or who come to St. Clair and physically get into a better shape. Their blood pressure goes down because they've taken these classes regularly. They can get rid of their diabetic medications because they're starting to take care of their body. I mean, if you intentionally care for yourself in all ways, health-wise, physically, mentally, socially, emotionally, spiritually, you will see a difference. And we try to help you with those things at St. Clair.
I always enjoy those human interest stories where you've got a couple and they're, let's say, both 80 years old, and they talk about how, you know, their spouse died 20-something years ago. Yeah. They never planned to remarry, and everything was great. I have friends. I've got this. I've got that. And then all of a sudden they get remarried at, let's say, 85 years old.
It happens.
Those are always the most interesting stories.
Yeah, there's this lady. I won't name names, but there's a lady at St. Clair, and she is the most beautiful lady. Honestly, I don't know how old she is. I would guess she's in her late 70s, maybe early 80s. And she married recently, you know, not too long ago. And she's just the sweetest, happiest thing. And it wasn't something she planned.
Yeah.
You know, it just happened.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break, and then we will be right back. Again, this morning we're talking about the St. Clair Senior Center right here in Murfreesboro. And I guess theoretically it's under Murfreesboro Parks and Rec, right?
Yes.
And there's a calendar of events on the parks page.
Yes.
And then I guess, do you all have a separate website as well?
So we are under the city of Murfreesboro, and then you go under Parks and Rec, or you can just do MurfreesboroTN.gov/senior center. And hopefully our new newsletter will be up there today or sometime soon. They just came out Friday. So we do have our January, February newsletters out at the center if you want to come by there and pick one up.
Sounds good. We're going to take a short break, and then we will be right back to wrap it up.
May your new year be filled with blessings and good health. I'm Terry Deal, Executive Director at Adams Place, where our families join in sending heartfelt wishes of happiness and wellness for the year ahead. Discover Adams Place. Our beautiful community offers water aerobics in the indoor heated pool, a welcoming library, fun activities, and so much more. Start your new year with joy at Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, right across from Walmart.
The Action Line. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Laura Grissom on the air with us this morning from the St. Clair Senior Center here in Murfreesboro on St. Clair Street. And again, under Murfreesboro Parks and Rec. And you can also just Google St. Clair Senior Center, and it usually pulls up all the details and everything about it. But they're at 325 St. Clair Street, again, here in Murfreesboro. And we had another question texted to us. Can residents here in Murfreesboro register by phone, or do they have to be in person to register for any of the events?
So if you are already a registered participant, you can register by phone for free events. If it's a paid event, you do have to come in. And if you are not a registered participant, then you have to come in the first time to fill out that paperwork so we can get you into our system.
Now, for those who you said, what was the date for registering for 2026 events? You said when is that going to?
Tomorrow will be for anything that's free.
Okay, so
and
tomorrow.
Then Friday is for paid classes, and Saturday is for trips.
What advice do you have for seniors out there who may not currently be involved in anything, and maybe they're thinking, I want to go to the St. Clair Senior Center, but then again, I don't want to go. I'm scared. I'm worried about it. I don't know if I'll fit in, or whatever question they may have. What would you tell them?
Well, I would say the old Nike, just do it, is really kind of the best advice there is. If you come in, I would be more than glad, if I am available, to talk with you, to take you on a tour. Somebody will take you on a tour of the facility. And when I do that, which I don't get to do a lot of tours, but when I do, I try to find out something that person has an interest in, and then maybe try to plug them in somewhere. So if you can do that, get plugged into one place, whether it be an exercise class or the quilting group or playing pool, something like that, then that's your way in, you know, and then you just make your way and figure things out.
How big of a facility is St. Clair?
Oh, goodness. I don't even know the square feet. It's a much bigger facility than you would think. People come in, and like I said, when I give them a tour, they're always like, oh, my goodness, this is so much bigger than I thought. I mean, we have many, many rooms. We have a great big multipurpose room with a screen that comes from the ceiling that we do have doctors that come in and educate. We have a large dining room where we hold our dances and such. Meals on Wheels provides lunch Monday through Friday for a donation. And then we have just two dedicated exercise rooms, a small gym, like I said, a pool room, quilting room, art room. I mean, just it's a pretty decent sized facility.
Lots to do there. Plenty. Lots of new friends to make.
And yes.
Card
yes,
games. Yes, yes. You. I mean,
cards,
everything.
Cards. Yeah. And I wanted to let you know that we do, for those who are diabetic, we have a live and control diabetes program through the UT Extension is coming up in February. It's going to be a 4-week program. I highly recommend that people with diabetes come in and sign up for that. It's free. There's no cost to that. And also another thing I wanted to tell you is we have the Department of Disability and Aging from Tennessee coming in on January the 27th at 10 o'clock. And they are just going to have an open dialogue discussion.
Again, our guest today has been Lori Grissom with the St. Clair Street Senior Center. And once more, that listening session, A Plan for Aging Well, is going to be held on Tuesday, January 27th.
And they are just going to have an open dialogue discussion.
They're wanting to hear directly from older Tennesseans right here in the community. This open dialogue is part of a multi-sector plan for aging well, a statewide effort to better understand the needs, the challenges, and the opportunities that matter the most to older adults. Your voice is important, and your voice will be heard during this listening session, A Plan for Aging Well. And once more, it will be at the St. Clair Street Senior Center on Tuesday, January 27th, between 10 a.m. and 11. The St. Clair Senior Center is located at 325 St. Clair Street in Murfreesboro. For more information, call 615-848-2550. That's 848-2550. Again, the listening session, A Plan for Aging Well, hosted by the Department of Disability and Aging, will be at the St. Clair Street Senior Center on Tuesday, January 27th. For WGNS News, I'm Scott Walker. And with us today from the St. Clair Senior Center, Lori Grissom. Laura, thanks for joining us.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, we believe in more than just great deals. Every purchase you make helps Greenhouse Ministry serve over 70 families a day, offering hope and changing lives in our community. From name brand clothing to household items or even large appliances, you'll find everything you need at prices that will fit your budget. Plus, 100% of the proceeds go back to the ministry. Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop today across from the tall NHC building in downtown Murfreesboro, where shopping changes lives.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.